Thanks for calling Atlantic. This is Joe.
Hey, Joe. My name is Amy Nelson. I'm with Local Splash, the current marketing team for Atlantic.
Hi, Amy. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good, thanks.
Oh, good. I'm glad to hear it. So, really quickly, I understand you're an authorized user on the account, but the account's set in Sam. Are you like a brother or a partner? Or
Sam is my wife.
Your wife. Thank you. Sorry. Apologize.
Yeah.
I made an assumption there. Super sorry.
No, it's fine.
Okay. So, yeah, the purpose of my call, real quick, Joe.
You're the brother.
I'm so sorry, Taylor. I'm so sorry.
No, I mean, it could be a guy or a girl.
No problem.
Oh, no, no, no. I'm glad you guys are lighthearted about it. Some people would have
been
like,
get out of here, Samantha.
Super taken offense. You know what I mean? Like, oh, my gosh. A mistake like that could really cost you sometimes, you know?
Yeah, but you know what? Maybe you don't want those customers anyway.
It's so true. 100% agreed. We really don't, because they're kind of stinkers. But I don't have the option to exactly choose. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I do.
So I was just calling to follow up with you on a couple of things. I just, I called a couple of times, towards the end of the year. I was unable to connect with you guys. And then I called like once or twice at the beginning of the new year. Anyways, the purpose of my call is I'm on the upgrade team, and I'm just now reading your account that says, that you just downgraded from like, the Google ads as well as the Facebook ads. But, the opportunity that I have for you guys is different. It's through Google Guarantee and the Yelp ads. So it's a lot better and better targeting and a number of services. If you guys are interested in expanding at any point, there is a great opportunity for you with Google Guarantee and Yelp. And we have like a combo program going right now.
Okay. So right off the bat, like I'm not interested right now.
Mm-hmm.
We're in Rhode Island.
Mm-hmm.
And,
right. And it's cold.
You know,
we
use water for pretty much every service. Next week it's going to be a low of 8. You know what I mean? So
wow. That's so fun.
Yeah. Yeah. So we downgraded because, you know, we're not even looking for work right now.
Understood.
And went, you know, in middle of March, beginning of April, that's when we're going to ramp up again.
Correct.
And then to go a little bit further, I don't know if I would be interested in Yelp. I think I was on Yelp like a few years ago, and I think they were just one of the ones that called all the time and kind of a nightmare to work with.
Yeah, well, a couple of things with that being said, you wouldn't be dealing with Yelp. You'd be dealing with Local Splash. We're dealing with Yelp. We do it at a flat rate. They've really revamped the program when they began working with us, not just us specifically, but the Google partners. So about 8 months ago, they revamped their program and changed the way that it works, and they pitched it to some of the Google partners so that they could work with more solid clients. The way they had the program before was, I get the response that you just gave me quite a bit.
when I bring it up,
I understand. It was a bad experience. But simple things like, you know, you guys being responsible for profile upgrades and they give you like, and I'm doing air quotes, an account manager, but that account manager wasn't doing anything to manage the account. You were pretty much responsible for doing it yourself and it wasn't successful. And when I look at the account now, I can see all the reasons that it wasn't successful. And Yelp did that same analysis because when they taught me how to do the analysis, right? So when they're analyzing the account, it's like, hey, this person's over the course of this amount of time spent X amount of dollars and they quit. Why did they quit? Well, they quit because the account wasn't successful. They weren't seeing the return on investment. Why is that? Oh, well, simple things like profile upgrades of X and Y and Z, but you weren't informed of that because I'm doing air quotes again, account manager wasn't properly, you know what I mean? Like it was a huge miscommunication. It's no fault of yours if you're not educated in that area and you're not aware of exactly what it is you have to continue to keep up on. So we've eliminated that step where it's not you dealing with it. And Yelp is not necessarily something that you want to do right now, because it is, you know, January in Rhode Island, and I understand that. It's more just kind of put the bug in your ear for that product and just to, you know, maybe set a call so you can meet with me and our representative directly at Yelp to hear how the programs change and what it would mean for you if and when you're ready, because those leads turn around in 3 days' time. So from the time of sign up with Yelp, when you're ready, it's 3 days, the leads are coming back in, and our clients are seeing huge success with the revamped program. Just kind of to throw it out there and see, but the Google guarantee, the reason that I am bringing it up in January, even because I'm not daft, it's not, you know, lost on me that it's January in Rhode Island and that you're working with water all the time. It's because I know that your market reopens about March, you know, sometimes later March, early April, depending on what kind of weather you guys see. The reason I'm bringing it up is because the Google guarantee takes about 2 months for complete verification. So if you chose to move forward with Google guarantee, there is an application process that you guys have to go through, and now might
okay,
be the right time to start that.
I don't really want to waste any more breath on this, but I'm already Google guaranteed.
Oh, okay. Thank you for letting me know that. I wasn't aware of that.
Yeah, so I've had zero luck with Google Guarantee, though, and that might be through my own fault because I never uploaded any pictures.
Oh, yeah.
Which
sure.
Obviously would make me rank lower and be less, you
yeah.
know, desirable. But
I
never really fell for – I never really, you know, went through with it because I was already had enough leads with other Google avenues and Facebook ads. But I do want my Google guaranteed to be optimized and have photos and all of this. But I don't know how long you've been working with Google guaranteed. They used to have the app on your phone, and the app was terrible. It was so bad. Like, nothing would update to, you know, change my radius or change my budget. I would always have to call in and have them do it because the app would crash. It was very buggy. It would freeze. And I know, if I remember correctly, they just got rid of the app in favor of maybe an all online process. So I would definitely be interested in hearing like what you guys do for Google Guaranteed.
Sure.
Because realistically, I would be fine with putting like an unlimited budget on Google Guaranteed because I know I'm only paying for the leads that come in. Like, I understand how it works.
Right. So, again, let me put your mind at ease. You wouldn't be dealing with Google Guarantee or Google at all. We would be dealing with them. We have our own team at Google. So Google Guarantee was in beta like 6 years ago, and they kept it in beta like about almost 2 years before they really opened it up on the Internet. And we've been a Google Guarantee partner since the beginning. So I'm actually one of the agents. I'm the agent at Local Slash that rolled the program out, created the pitch, and all the things to help develop Google Guarantee. So you're speaking to the right person as far as it goes. Yes, they have changed it, but again, you're not responsible for managing all of that. If you chose to have Local Slash take over your Google Guarantee, what that looks like is a one-time $250 transfer fee to transfer the CID to us. It would be accessible, of course, all through your client dashboard that's with Local Slash currently. All calls are recorded for authenticity purposes so that we have the ability to dispute any calls that don't meet the criteria of a qualified lead. You have access to that. We have access to that. We send that off to Google if and when we need to. They have implemented quite a few new tools with the Google Guarantee. One of them is making sure that the connection is complete. So the app's not crashing and all of those things. It is all done online, and that's what our team takes care of. Now, they've also implemented like AI listening to each one of those recorded phone calls to ensure authenticity purposes. So sales, solicitation, spam, robocalls, those are all automatically rejected. Calls outside of your service radius or for services you don't provide, rejected. If the caller is requesting estimate over the phone and you give it, or if you're setting face-to-face appointment, then those are the two instances that the budget is actually charged. So what they do is I mean, this would be pretty quick work. If you already have the Google Guarantee, we don't have to go through the approval, then we're able to transfer that over, get in there, optimize it, and get it all set up properly. So a couple of things you mentioned is like how the profile actually looks, the optimization of the profile. That's a huge part of what we're going to take care of. And the main part, we don't expect you to do any of it. The other thing is the budget, and that was something that you mentioned. You're not afraid to spend the money to put it there, which is really great to hear, because right now, like, your lead cost is at a minimum of $40 for qualified leads. Depending on what it looks like in your area at the time, like right now, leads are probably staying at about $40, but over time, as things, the weather changes and stuff like that, the lead cost, it will probably go up a bit depending on how much your competitors are bidding. So that's, again, part of what we're doing. We're making sure that when the max lead bidding is invoked by your competitors, that you're aware, hey, leads are going for X amount of dollars for window washing leads, for pressure washing leads, for X, Y, and Z. We break it all the way down and get your permission to bid and put you at the top, basically.
Okay. Do you have access to see how much my competitors are bidding?
I don't have access right this moment. Once you're signed up, then we're able to go ahead and get in there and see what it's looking at. What I can tell you is the minimum they're paying right now is $40 per lead, and it maxes out depending on the time of year, time of day. It maxes out at $80, double.
Oh, okay. But, you know, like once you guys are all set up on your end, you know, say in June or whatever, you'll be able to see what the bidding is, like what my competitors are bidding.
If you signed up today, let's just say you signed up to you chose to transfer over today, and we get in there, we're going to do a diagnostic and we're going to take a look at what's going on in your area like right away. We can have those answers to you within about 3 days. So...
Oh, wow. Okay.
That 2 month process that I talked about is when we have to go through the application. You've already completed the application. What we need from you is the CID, which we show you how to give us that. We send you an invitation. We have access pretty much immediately. We're able to say, okay, right now in your area, max lead bidding looks like, that's what they call it. They don't say, you know, your competitors are paying. They call it max lead bidding. So max lead bidding shows that it's going for an average of $82, $86, $77, whatever it looks like at that moment. And of course, that number does fluctuate a little bit, depending on time of day, time of year, what's going on. If you guys have had a lot of storms or, you know, there's a number of factors that go into it. That's why it's on, we have constant communication with you. I mean, it's not like every day that we're calling you to tell you something about it, but again, it's the communication piece is up and open because you have to be aware of what it is that we're bidding and what that actually looks like. So if you were to get it going, again, it's just that the transfer cost, we go ahead, we get in there, we diagnose it, we take a look at everything, we're able to optimize it, get it up there where it deserves to be. The minimum monthly budget to begin the leads is $522. That's for up to 13 Google Guarantee leads at $40 per lead. That's just the activation budget, Joe. That's what it looks like. That budget will continue to roll over. Like say you go ahead and you activate, you pay the $522, and then obviously leads aren't exactly rolling in. That budget's not going to go anywhere. If leads aren't coming to you because nobody's getting anything pressure washed, you're just sitting there at the top. That budget isn't, there's no automatic monthly charge on that budget because it's not going anywhere. If you exhaust the budget, obviously that's going to be a conversation for where you want to re-up the budget and how much and things like that. You're not in a position where you're nickel and diming every single thing. Obviously the return on investment has to be there for it, but you're not, you know, as I talked to some people who are initiating this program, and the minimum monthly budget or the activation budget or the willingness to see the value in spending a little bit more on the leads is a little bit harder. So that's why I say that.
Okay.
Yeah. Now, one of the cool things about this is we have a really great conversion with this. These leads have shown a 33% stronger closing conversion than any other type of paper lead because, A, it's coming exclusively to you. You're not sharing the lead. The client is looking on Google. They looked at your profile. They have determined that they want to connect directly with you. And when they do that, that call is coming straight to you. And, of course, we've got the call tracking included, so we're recording that information so we're able to ensure that you're getting the qualified leads. You're not just paying for stuff where somebody is, you know, soliciting your business or whatever the case may be. You're only paying for the actual qualified ones. Did I lose you? Hello, Joe? I'm still here. I don't know if you can hear me.